kidding. That's not our theme song.
We haven't found one yet.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Episode one. Maybe episode two we'll have a song.
This is so weird. What if they can't even hear us with these weird little tell
they
things?
They can hear us.
Check one, check two. It's so little. It's like
hopefully they can't hear your song.
If you mic drop, you just have to throw it because it's so small.
We don't mic drop. These are $30.
30? Were they? Were they there? I don't remember. Amazon primed them. I don't really know. They're tiny.
Okay, so welcome to Making Poor Decisions,
where we talk about people making shit decisions.
Yeah, other people, sometimes us.
We are drinking poor decisions at the moment.
We drink our decisions while we talk about other people's decisions.
And we are not ones to judge, but it's real fun to talk about.
Okay, so you want to start? Should we just start the first one?
We're really going into it. There's no fucking intro or nothing.
I don't know.
This bitch. Go right into it. We got our inspiration. Dog drew on my toe. We got this inspiration because of Alicia. Oh wait, this is Alicia, not me. Yeah. That one.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Sarah. And Alicia came up with this because of the Darwin Awards. And if you haven't heard of them, well, are you in for a treat?
They are wonderful.
Yes.
Delightful.
Very fucked up.
Hilarious.
People make some fucked up choices.
Can be.
And end up really fucked up or dead.
Yeah, sometimes dead. A lot of times dead.
Also, we are drinking. I've been drinking. Alicia been. She should have been drinking. She's sipping. We're drinking micheladas. This is our drink of choice this time.
They're delicious.
You know why? Because they're the color of blood. Just kidding. Mm-hmm. That's rude.
And they're not. They're like a lot lighter.
They're very light. It's like orange.
Lemon, like a pink lemonade.
It's a very cute drink.
They're delicious, and I hope people can't hear me sipping now that I've done
it. I don't want to sip. Don't listen. Anyways, can you think of any like poor decisions you've made, Alicia?
I have one in particular.
Tell us about it.
I was working at an outpatient clinic.
She's an LVN.
Allergy and asthma.
We don't speak of the name.
That's not what it's called. I know. That's what they do.
We won't tell you.
We won't tell you the name. They treat allergy and asthma. It's not their name.
So. They're called allergy and asthma.
Anyway.
LMC. TTC.
And I was doing training with a patient how to use an EpiPen. And I should have been using an EpiPen trainer, but I was using a real one. I injected myself right in the thigh.
Stabbed her right, so right in the knee.
Right while I was in the patient's room showing them how to use it.
Full Pulp Fiction.
It was horrible. But actually, awesome. It didn't feel so bad. I was very energized.
So glad I don't make stupid
Cleaned
decisions.
Clean the whole house.
Like that. Clean the whole house.
Do you have any stupid decisions? Like,
I wish I would have thought of this before we started, you know.
I know you have.
Recording.
Some stupid decisions.
Yeah, I literally should do my hair this morning.
It looks beautiful.
Just kidding. It looks
That's
really good.
That's called a wonderful decision. That's for another day.
And just the whole process was important. It took a long time.
It took a very long time.
I don't know.
Forever.
If I have any poor decisions. I've watched a lot of people do a lot of poor decisions, but I'm kind of a puss, so I don't fucking like...
We'll think of one later.
Yeah.
Next episode is your important.
You just wait. It'll probably be really fun. Fun times.
I hope so.
I can think of one that I didn't do, but I saved somebody.
Well, that just sounds like a heroic moment.
I know. And that's exactly what it was. But it's so funny. My friend Danielle. Sorry, Danielle. She was my next door neighbor. And we used to live in this like little lot, like by this little lot. And she decided the lot was really high. We lived above the lot. And she decided, oh, what if I could try and touch my feet down to the bottom from the top, but like holding on to the edge.
Oh, no.
She was like fucking 4 feet tall. This was like six foot drop. And so she's holding on to the edge like, wee, help me. And I saved her.
You
That was her poor decision. She's probably going to be like, bitch, why did you say anything?
You did her last name. It's okay.
I didn't.
HIPAA is protected.
I'll tell you. No, I'm just kidding. It was really funny. But I'll never forget because it was like her life flashed before her eyes and she was only 11.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It was probably 11 seconds worth of flash.
Yeah, 11
seconds. 1 second per year.
Uh-huh. that's all I got so far.
Okay. Think of a better one next time.
All those Jameson shots I took last weekend. It was a poor decision.
Well, it was fun.
Oh, man.
The next day wasn't so fun.
Mm-mm, I was dead.
Yeah,
you look D-E-D dead. Dead.
You look D-E-D dead.
Okay. Okay. Do you want to go right into your story?
Yes.
She's been waiting forever.
I named this story Full Fucking Circle. And I'm proud of the name and I like it. And we're not censored, so we can say fucking.
Fucking. Okay. Okay, tell me.
So it was in July.
Sorry, I'm coughing.
Don't cough. Well, I'm telling my
story. You fucking tell your stupid story.
I only got one word out.
Okay.
It was July.
July of what?
Can I tell my story?
Just say your fucking story.
It was July.
Uh-huh.
1871.
Oh, shit. Is it way back in
the
day?
It was way back. Way back. We're going to bring it around.
All right.
Town.
Bring it around town.
The fellow's name is Clement Vallandigham. He is a former congressman.
Vallandigham?
Changed his mind and decided he wanted to work as a lawyer in Ohio. He was defending a man named Thomas McGee.
McGee?
McGeehan.
What's his name?
McGeehan.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Thomas McGeehan. Okay. Thomas was accused of killing a man named Tom Myers.
Wait, Tommy killed Tom?
Thomas killed Tom.
Okay.
Accused. No one's saying he did it. We don't
He's
know.
Not guilty. Innocent. Before.
Might not be
okay.
He might be guilty. Okay. No. Anyways, he killed Tom Myers during a saloon
accused
brawl.
Of killing Tom Myers.
He was accused of killing Tom Myers during a saloon brawl.
Wait, what?
A saloon brawl.
Saloon brawl.
He was in the saloon, got into a brawl, maybe he killed the guy. Don't know.
We don't know.
So, Clement Vallandigham, who his friends call Val, went home and decided he wanted to conduct some ballistic testing.
On what?
With a weapon.
Wait, ballistic testing on the killing?
So, Tom Myers was shot during the saloon.
Oh. Okay. In 18 whatever?
In 1871. So, Clement,
was it like a musket, you know?
It was, I think they said it was a revolver. Oh, it was a pistol. And
they had those?
Yeah, they had fucking pistols. And okay. Clement decided he wanted to prove that Thomas accidentally discharged the weapon. So, he decided to go home and practice as one does.
Oh, this bitch. Oh, fuck. Okay. I like
so,
it.
So, he's with his friends, and they go out for some drinks, and then they go back to their hotel. They're staying together. It says buddies. I don't know if it's associates or whatever. But his buddies were like, Val, there are 3 shots in your pistol. You should probably discharge them. He says, what for?
Really? Like, what? Why?
Yeah, they were like, to prevent any accident, you might shoot yourself.
What about burglars?
He said, no danger of that. I've carried and practiced with pistols. I am not afraid of a loaded gun in my pocket. So, he had the gun in his pocket, was going to go practice those ballistic testings. But we'll come back to that. Anyways, so they're at the hotel. He puts the loaded gun on the table next to the unloaded gun. The unloaded one was the one he used in court.
Oh.
And the loaded one was the one from his pocket.
Oh, I like how this is going. Oh, fuck.
So Val.
From his pocket. He just put it in his pocket?
Yeah, but
like it was a fucking pack of Skittles.
Yeah, brought it to the hotel. So.
There's Skittles in there.
So Val decided, I want to demonstrate. So the buddies are fellow lawyers. So to clarify, they're other lawyers. He wanted to show how Tom Myers could have accidentally shot himself while drawing his own pistol. He accidentally picked the loaded pistol up.
No!
He pointed it at his own abdomen.
Tommy, you idiot!
And he shot himself.
Tommy!
And he said...
Tommy!
He said, my God, I've shot myself. It took him 12 hours to die.
Oh,
there's more.
My
there's
God,
more.
Because back in the day, what do they do?
They
put straw on the wound and they just tell you to bite on the spoon?
They were looking for the bullet to try to take it out and they couldn't find it.
You can't find the bullet.
And there's blood everywhere.
I just picture them just looking into it like it's a... Like, hello.
Yeah, they were peeking in that hole. They were trying to find the bullet. They couldn't find it. There's blood everywhere. So, McGeehan, the guy he was defending.
Thomas.
He was acquitted and set free because Val did prove the theory.
Dude.
But the story doesn't end there. So
keep going.
4 years later.
Four whole years?
Four whole years.
Is it 19 something yet? Still 18.
No, it's 4 years.
I don't remember when it started. Like
20 years.
What was it?
For 14 years.
18.
It was a fucking pop quiz. It was 1871.
Okay, yeah.
So it's 1875 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And McGeehan finds himself in a saloon shooting again. Just like the one that he was exonerated
from.
Shut up.
This bitch.
But this time.
This bitch.
He got shot. And he died.
Oh, fuck. Tom? Yeah.
Tom McGeehan. So the guy from the beginning. The one that Val had been defending.
Oh, fuck.
Full fucking circle.
He killed himself?
No, he got shot in a saloon brawl.
That's a for sure saloon brawl.
For sure, yeah. He found himself in another saloon and he got in another brawl and this time he died.
R.I.P., dude.
That's it. Mic drop.
But the other guy?
Tom Myers.
What a dingus. Right?
Val, the one who shot himself.
Yeah, yeah. Val a dingus, whatever
Val
his name
a-dingus.
Was. Yeah. Is that his name?
No. It was Valendingham.
It was very close.
It was
Valendingham.
Kind of a dingus. Because he shot himself on accident.
Well, I'm impressed.
So, that was my story.
Oh, mine is a little longer. Good. However, it's a little weird. And you've definitely heard of it. Because it wasn't that long ago. Feel free to ask questions.
You got any dinguses in yours?
Can you hand me that over there? Thanks. I already drank all my poor decisions.
Well,
just in case I need this. Quail. So, when I was typing this, I went to the bathroom and Alicia decided to type, when she was drunk, dick, 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 all over my fucking, all over my paper. And all I had was, and now you're going to know what my story is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It says, this is the very first thing I typed. Florida man eats face on bath salts, and it says dick, 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 dick. So it says salts, dick, 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 dick.
You think that was the first line?
I swear to God, look.
You didn't get very far.
No, I was like, oh shit, I have to pee. I drank too many micheladas. That's funny. Anyways, this is the story of Eugene and his stupid decision. What's the name?
Oh, Eugene.
This happened in a place very near and dear to our heart. Our very first vacation land, Miami, Florida.
Ooh.
May 2012. So May 26, 2012. This man named Rudy Eugene, he drove his Chevy Caprice to a Miami beach. His vehicle became disabled along the way to Miami Beach. I don't know where. Don't know the location.
Somewhere.
That place crazy.
Yeah.
And we got lost there in a fucking weird ass casino.
A lot of walking.
Yeah.
Thought we were gonna die.
Well, the security footage from I don't fucking know where, I couldn't find where, shows he spent about 30 to 40 minutes at the site where his car stalled, and he abandoned it around like noon that day. Well, he began to cross MacArthur Causeway. That's like a 3 mile span of road, I guess. And he also started to strip all of his clothes off during this journey.
Like, get hot.
Everything, including like his shoes and everything. And this is like per like eyewitnesses.
They, just, like, sure.
They saw or thing. They was like, hello, what's your ding dong doing?
Anyway. Yeah. So it's cold.
It's cold. It's not. It's Miami. It's humid. So, like, upon his, like, 3 mile long journey, like, around 1:55 p.m., he ran into this 65-year-old homeless man named Ronald, and I'm going to say the last name wrong. It's Popo?
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 Popo? Ronald,
Ronald
Popo?
Popo? His dad is the he ran into
Ronald
Popo?
Popo. So, he ran into Ronald Popo. And if you're familiar with the story at all, you already know where this is headed because it's not pleasant.
I mean, your title told me.
Well, that was the first title, but it's just not good. And it's kind of alarming because I saw some video on fucking the interwebs and it's kind of scary. Anyways, so Papo Ronald. We'll go with Ronald. Was lying under the, I don't know what the fuck this means, but this is what it says. The elevated metro mover, people mover viaduct. I don't know what that is, but I think it's like an overhang.
Okay, he's under.
Or like, what is that?
A cross.
Overpass. It's like an overpass? Mm-hmm. Oh. And I even wrote in my notes, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Very long title for
an overpass. I think it's a fucking overpass. Anyways, it's like an overpass. Or like a people walking overpass. You know, like a bridge?
Like a bridge. People walking past.
Anyways, Popo, Papo was just minding those.
This is what I wrote.
I was drunk when I wrote this. Popo was just minding his own Popo business. And then Eugene began to pummel him. He first began to strip Popo of his pants and began to bite his face.
Why you gotta take his pants off to bite his face?
He fucking took his pants off?
He's like, I don't have any pants on. I can use some pants.
He's like, hey, man, my
let
pants.
Borrow those pants.
Well, so the attack took place close to the Miami Herald, which is like a newspaper thing. I don't even know why I put that in there. Anyways, it's close to the Miami Herald. And a passing cyclist was the one to call 911 when he happened upon the horrific scene. Police showed up a few minutes later and warned Eugene to desist from attacking poor Popo. Is what I put.
Poor Popo.
Poor Popo.
Poor Popo.
Eugene ignored the police. And then, dude, so he, like, reacted by growling at them like a motherfucking zombie. They're like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. And so he growled at them and then, like, proceeded to eat this dude's face. And I put, in parentheses, some zombie-ass shit.
Sounds like some zombie-ass shit.
Yeah. I'd be fucking terrified. Especially if I was the police. Like, yo. Anyways. So, the attack ended around 2:13. So, that's like, what, 2 hours of this dude going cray-cray?
Taking off pants, biting faces, pummeling.
Yeah. So, it ended with, so the officer shot one shot to Eugene, you know, Eugene, the guy that was attacking the other dude. It was one shot. And then he wouldn't quit. He was, like, crazy.
Still going?
Yeah, like a motherfucking zombie. I'm not even kidding. And then the officer shot, like, four more times. And then he finally stopped. So, like, 18 minutes of the incident was recorded on surveillance cameras. And you can kind of Google them. But, like, I advise that you don't because it's kind of crazy. I saw some of it.
I'm going to look it up.
You are, huh? You fucking sick fuck.
You gotta know.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you even eat somebody's fucking face?
It's like crazy.
Well, Popo, I don't know, Popo, I'm gonna say Popo, P-O-P-P-O, Popo?
Sure.
Okay. He was admitted to the hospital, in critical condition, with, dude, 75 to 80% of his face above the beard was missing.
He left the beard alone?
Basically, all of his face. His left eye was basically missing, he had facial reconstruction surgery, like, more than one. And took about a month to complete all of his surgeries. He remains disfigured and blind due to the attack. Like, you can even look up pictures. It's really disturbing. Like,
that's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad. And a fund was actually set up. And they collected over, like, $50 million. I'm just kidding. That's me trying to read numbers. Like, a lot of money. I put dollars. Since 2012. There was a lot of money that was contributed. A
lot of dollars.
So, let's see. Hold on. So, they say, like, so, I guess when Eugene was attacking the man, he said something to the effect, like, we're all gonna die.
Oh, crazy fella.
You stole my Bible. Oh. Like, I swear, like, over all this weird shit. Like, he was just saying, like, stuff that, like, not a well-off man would say. Yeah, like, it was kind of...
needed to be on some medication.
Yeah. Or something. It was crazy. So, I guess that's, like, why he attacked Popo. Yeah. Like, he was, like,
in his mind,
not
like,
in
you
his
stole
right
something
mind.
From me.
It's like, you stole my Bible, and we're all gonna die.
And it wasn't in your pants.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna eat your face.
Yeah, and so, anyways, Popo thinks the police are saving his life, states Eugene, whom he hardly knew, approached him in a friendly manner. And they knew each other because I guess Eugene used to volunteer at like the homeless shelters or some shit like that. I don't really know. So they barely knew each other, but I still kind of did. And so he like approached him in a friendly manner and complained he couldn't score at the beach. He was souped up, on something and started talking about how they were going to die. He accused Popo of stealing his Bible, and then Eugene started chowing down, is what I put.
Oh my
chowing
God.
Down on his face. That's very sensitive. I don't know why I said that. Chowing down. He ate his face. That's not sensitive.
Like, this is a bunch of chow mein right here. I'm going to chow down on his face.
So, Ronald Popo lost his eyebrows, his nose, parts of his forehead, his cheeks, his left eye, and was left completely blind due to damage done to his remaining eye.
Oh, my God.
You can, like, seriously look at pictures. It's really scary. I think I have some for you.
I actually decided I don't want to see them anymore.
I'm going to show you anyway some. Maybe I'll post them on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Because we're going to make one.
Horrible.
And I think there's a video of him actually playing guitar on the internet, too. Here, I'll show you.
Poor.
Want to see?
Yeah, I want to see. Oh, man.
Oh, his whole face.
Don't look it up, guys. You can't unsee that.
It's really sad.
It's really sad.
That's him and his guitar.
He plays guitar.
I know. Anyways, he underwent numerous surgeries to repair damage to his face. After rehabilitation, he put on 50 pounds and learned how to dress, feed himself, shower, and shave. And also, clearly play the guitar, because I think there's like a video.
Yeah.
He was granted permission to stay in the medical facility indefinitely, which is awesome. I think it's like Jackson Memorial Medical something. I probably should have put that in there. Anyways. And so, of course, we're like, what the fuck would draw somebody to, like, eat somebody's fucking face? And I put, so obvi, it's not normal. Just gnaw on someone's rando, some rando's face.
Definitely
what is wrong with
not.
Me? So, of course, a toxicology was done. Autopsy of Eugene actually did not reveal any human flesh in his stomach. So, he chewed it, but he didn't actually swallow
spit it out.
Yeah. But a number of uningested pills were discovered and have not been identified.
Huh.
I know. Cannabis was found on his tox report. However, it also has been suspected that bath salts, like the street drug bath salts, I guess it's like the new LSD or whatever they fucking call it, might be involved. The results actually are inconclusive. It doesn't show bath salts.
Really?
Yeah. So when I first started the story, I was like, oh, clearly his poor decision
is
eating a fucking bath salts, but
I don't
even fucking know. So this is why I'm like,
he did something.
It went in a weird turn of events. I really am not sure what happened.
Well, he was on something because nobody eats somebody's face.
Yeah, it says the results are inconclusive. It's not clear if the drugs truly were the reason for the vicious attack. Hmm. Well, the kicker here is, so you know how Eugene was like attacking the guy because he took his Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eugene's vehicle was eventually discovered and towed by Miami Beach Police. Inside the car, they found 5 empty water bottles that they believed were recently consumed prior to the attack. And they also found his freaking Bible.
Oh, Eugene.
Eugene, you fucker.
Oh,
yeah.
What a wasted murder. Not even murder.
Well, they didn't murder.
It's still.
He was murdered. Like, well, not truly.
Yeah.
He was killed by police because he wouldn't stop eating this man's face.
But that poor guy.
And he would have murdered that
guy. Just, like, ruined.
I know. And he was a homeless man. He was just minding his business, taking a fucking nap underneath whatever the thing was called. Yeah, dude, like, oh my
God. Nobody took your Bible, Eugene.
Eugene. The fuck, man. So, that was my story. And I thought it was going to go a totally different way. I know it was kind of sad. But, oh my God, Jack. He farting.
He's a puppy. And he's got
farting.
Some bad gas.
He farted on me.
Well, guys, that was our story.
Not the end of it.
About a lot of poor decisions.
Usually this would be longer. However, I have a lot to research. This is a, don't end it on just that. Do you have a lemon wedge for today?
You can go first.
Okay, so that was fucked up.
That was really sad.
And a lot of the stories we're going to do are pretty fucked up. We try not to victim blame. Also, however, some people do some stupid shit.
Yeah, sometimes if you're stupid.
That's why they're called the Darwin Awards.
Yeah, then we have to say you're stupid, but we don't blame you for your actions.
You're it's unfortunate.
Did something stupid.
It's unfortunate. My brother does stupid shit all the time. I can't wait to just tell you all his stories.
He does so many stupid things.
Oh my god, he doesn't even have all his like front teeth in the front. They're not real.
I've only seen a couple of stupid things.
He's a dingus. Yeah, but we love him, whatever. But this was just a little taste of what we got. We hope you listen. Hopefully these will be longer episodes. We like to have like guests on here. Yeah. And like I don't know, like fan mail. Your stupid fucking stories. We want to know how stupid you are.
We want to hear about
your poor decisions, sir.
Every one of them.
Every single fucking every one of
single
them.
Poor decision.
And we'll come up. I'll come up with one of mine.
Yeah.
Let me think of a few.
I want to hear your poor decision too.
I'm sure I have some.
So what's your lemon wedge?
So we call it a lemon wedge because you know when you take a shot of tequila, the only thing that saves you is that fucking lemon wedge. Well, I feel like this was a shot of tequila. I feel like my lemon wedge was you doing my hair today. That was really fun.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fucking pain in the ass.
It took so long.
So long.
But it looks really nice.
Yeah. It looks really good. I like it. Nice. And also, I'm really close to, like, getting my own place.
Yeah.
Because I'm a broke bitch. I'm using Alicia's laptop.
Yeah, almost there.
I know. Your turn.
My lemon wedge is I have an 11-month-old puppy.
This bitch.
He is a boxer mix, and he is an asshole.
He's the worst, but he's cute.
He's very cute, but he is a little bit of an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, the vet said that we could neuter him on Friday.
Chopping in balls.
So, we got this little fella neutered, and hopefully that will calm down a little bit. I'm going to sign him up for some dog training.
I feel like that's part of my lemon wedge.
Yeah, he is crazy, and hopefully he'll be a little better.
Mm-hmm. We live together, by the way. That's why I say that.
And this is our little crazy animal.
He crazy. We love him.
He's napping right now. He's being peaceful.
Shout out to Caitlin. She gets all the promo codes.
Any promo code.
All of them.
She gets it first.
It's the same as any other one.
So. Okay, we'll text it to her.
Hashtag promo code poor.
Hashtag.
What was that?
Purple mattress.
What?
Gotta go. We're hearing weird things.
Oh, I heard something.
And stuff.
Okay, well. And, you know, don't make poor decisions.
Don't make any poor decisions.
Okay, bye.
Or do, but email us. Bye.
Yeah, email us your poor decisions.
Bye.